Good morning. My name is Mark, and just welcome to this morning's manna here at Lighthouse Christian Fellowship. And just want to just start up off in prayer, and just bow your heads wherever you're at, probably not in your vehicle, but just wherever you're at this morning. Just, dear Lord, just thank you for this morning. We just pray that we learn and that you guide us, you grant us wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for all you do. Just in thanksgiving, we offer this up to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise God. And I really want to ask, are you a warrior today? Are you being a warrior for your family, your friends, for your church? And really, are you being a prayer warrior? And that's what I want to talk about. Just for the next couple of sessions, we're going to talk about prayer. And everybody says, oh, Mark, that's so dull. We cover prayer all the time. I pray all the time. But really, do we understand prayer, the need for it? And we'll cover some of that over the next couple of weeks. And today, what I want to do is talk about 66 words, just 66 words. And really, you know, the Bible has got lots of prayers. It's got to, actually mentions prayer and being prayerful over 600 times. When God says something once in the Bible, it's important. Twice, we sit up and listen. 600 times, and it's over 600 times, it talks about prayer. And so really, are we prayer warriors? And this morning, what I want to do is just kind of cover some of the, you know, one of the most important prayers in here, and that's called the Lord's Prayer or the Disciple Prayer. And in this case, you know, leading up to it in the Old Testament, you know, we've got Hannah there in 1 Samuel 2. She has got a powerful prayer. And I encourage you over the next couple of weeks, read some of those things. The prayer of Jabez. A lot of you have studied that, and there in 1 Chronicles 4:10. How about Hezekiah in 2 Kings? Those are powerful prayers. David and his prayer in the Psalms. But we're going to take a look at a prayer that Jesus teaches to his disciples. 66 words. And what he's done there in Matthew 4, we're going to be looking at Matthew 6. In Matthew 4, he's recruited his disciples. You know, they're just fishermen from the Galilee, the northern part of Israel, up there in just a beautiful area, the Sea of Galilee. You've got green areas there on the west bank. You've got Jordan on the east bank, and the Jordan River comes out of the southern part of it, flowing down through Israel. And Jesus has picked these fishermen to be his disciples. And in Matthew 5, he's been teaching all of these people up there. But in Matthew 6, they say, hey, how do we pray? And he takes them aside, and he starts teaching them. And he teaches them a lot of different things. And really, in the Lord's Prayer, if we take a look at it there in Matthew 6, and if we turn to 9, Matthew 6, 9, it says, in this manner, therefore pray. And he's teaching his disciples, those fishermen up there, because, you know, they were raised as young Jewish men, and they really didn't know about God. God the Father. And he starts off this prayer, and this prayer is said, they say, on Easter around the world, 2 billion people read or recite or remember the Lord's Prayer, or in this case, the Disciples' Prayer, because he's teaching them 2 billion times. But are we saying it with real heart, these 66 words, or are we just kind of glossing it over on Sunday or a Wednesday night or a Saturday night? We really need to take a look at this. And it starts off, our Father in heaven. Our Father, our Father. This was Jesus' Father he's talking about. Jesus is the Son, and he's talking about his Father, Abba. Abba in the Hebrew. So I ask the fathers out there today, you know, do you remember when your son or daughter came running up to you at the beach? Daddy, Daddy. This is really that relationship. It's a relationship we have with God when we open this prayer. Our Father, Abba, Daddy, our Father who's in heaven. We know where God the Father is. And it says, hallowed be thy, perfect is your name. Your name. And in the Hebrew, Yahweh was something that they wouldn't even print because it was so holy. But in this case, Abba was that heartfelt, our Father, but hallowed, perfect is your name. Your kingdom come. We know where God is. His kingdom is in heaven, and we want this kingdom, God, to be here on earth because we want your will. We're asking God, please do your will on earth as it is in heaven. So we have his kingdom, his will, and we want that here on the earth. And it's just like our Abba Father, care for us, love on us. That's the relationship we're asking when we start this prayer. And it says we go from praising God and asking this of God to give us this day our daily bread. Remember when the Jews came out of Egypt, they were moaning and groaning, you know, give us something to eat. You know, we would rather go back to Egypt, you know, where we won't starve. And God gives them manna, daily manna. He meets their needs, not what they want. You know, they all want Chick-fil-A or they all want Olive Garden or Red Lobster. But he's giving them what they need. He's giving them manna. He's giving them their daily bread. And so we're asking God, our Father, give us our daily bread. Meet our needs, not our wants. And so often we pray, oh, Lord, I want a new car. I want a new house. No. God, give me the transportation to get me back and forth to work. And it might be a bus ticket. It might be a train ticket. It might be something basic, but it meets our needs. And forgive us our debts. Forgive us our debts. You know, okay, everybody thinks monetary debts. No. We think of sin. Forgive us our sin. So to meet our needs, give us our needs with manna, and forgive us for our sins. And really what we're looking at is even more important. Let us forgive the sins of others as we forgive our debtors. How many times has somebody wronged you? A friend, a family member. How many people have wronged you and you still have a hardened heart against them? And so we're asking God, forgive us our sins. And Lord, I need to pray for the sins of those who have hurt me. And do not lead us, God, unto temptation. Because right now we're full, you know, we're tempted all around us. The world is full of temptation. Wherever we go, there's temptation. When we pick up a magazine, we look at a newspaper, we go on the internet, we look around us, we look at billboards. Think about our children. Think about our grandbabies. Think about ourselves, our families. Lead us not in temptation. And deliver us from the evil one, because we are surrounded by evil. I had a chance to go to Haiti for 3 weeks and support an emergency field hospital. In Haiti, 1/4 of the population worships voodooism. 25%. They are surrounded by evil in that country. And we are praying, deliver us from the evil one, because yours, dear God, is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever, not just today. So we're asking God, meet our needs and forgive us and let us pray and forgive others. And so what I really want to do today is start off this short series of just, are you a prayer warrior? Are you praying for forgiveness, wisdom? Are you praying for Thanksgiving daily? Are you praying for our families, those who have strayed? Do you have a prodigal son? Do you have a prodigal daughter? A spouse? Has somebody wronged you? Let us pray for them. Starting today, I encourage you, when we end this, just take the next minute, take the next 30 seconds, 15 seconds, and just pray for forgiveness for yourself, for others. And remember these 66 words that our Savior taught his disciples. Thank you. Have a blessed day.